evening, good evening. Hello. Welcome to Destiny Foursquare. Woo! We are here for Fire. The Fire Conference 2019.
Fire, 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 fire.
Fire Conference 2019.
Yeah, we're ready to welcome the Lord. We're ready to just get that fresh anointing, a fresh fire. So thank you for coming. Thank you for just, I know that you guys are going to put your all into what we're doing tonight. So we love that. Thank you.
How about we just lift our voices and saturate this place? We've been praying in here since 7:30 this morning. English and in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship. good and your mercy endures forever. Yes, you are. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever.
If you're ready to worship in here or not. Jesus. Holy Spirit, we're just so thankful for who you are. Jesus, we're in the house tonight. Father God, we love you. We just come expecting. We love you so much. We don't even know what you have in store for us, but we just love to be in your presence, and we know you're a good, good Father, Lord. So we just invite you to speak to us tonight, God, to move in our hearts. Lord, we know that as a result of being here with you and with your people tonight, we won't leave here the same. So rearrange us on the inside tonight. God, we open our spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to hear from you, God. That's what we want. In Jesus' name. If God lays anything on your heart that you believe is for the body tonight, right up here in the front row in the middle section, please come and share it with them, and they'll weigh that word and see if it fits in the part of the service as we go forward, okay? Thanks so much for doing that. You guys, let's continue to worship. Is a melody.
And he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies.
Come on.
So that we can look not at the beast, but at the feast. Because he prepared it for us. He knows what's going on around us. But he prepared the feast.
Amen. Amen. Go before us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. From the darkness, I called your name. Into your darkness, your mercy.
Yeah.
map for all the places where we stand on average. And it's not like something that we have to muster up or work up because some horrible thing is going to happen. It's that we have courage. We already have it because He's already gone before. Over and over and over again, we see it at work. The battle's already been won. The deal's already been done. And that is where the courage comes from. That's where the courage comes from. We don't have to work up to anything. It's a done deal.
Thank you,
God. It's a done deal.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. So we take courage. The battle's already won. You've gone before us. Oh, the enemy's surrounded. The name of all.
How great is your love for us? So how great, how great is your love? How great, how great is your love? How great, how great is your love for us? It's the name above all names, the name above all names. Worthy of all praises, my heart will sing how great. Go down.
Pastor Sean was singing that song, Spirit Break Out, Spirit Break Out. I heard the Spirit of God telling me that the Spirit is breaking down walls of denomination, and that when he broke down those walls of denomination, that revival is coming to the churches. When we are in unity together in the churches, revival will come when we let the Spirit of God break out in us and break our walls
get the vantage point that I get up here, and as I'm looking out, I'm just so blessed. Like, each person I'm seeing, it's like, that is history, and that is faith, and that is prayer. That, like, when I look at it, you guys, it's days and months and years and decades of praying and waging war for the things that God has promised. You've done it for this church. You've done it for us. You've done it for your families. I just see miracle after miracle out there, and I'm just so blessed that this weekend is going to be a starting point, a jumping off point of even more, deeper, better. We're going to see the promises of God manifest, and I am excited for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming and sowing.
Bind us together now. Oh, bind us together now. Oh, Jesus, bind us together now. Bind us together now. Oh, bind us together.
I want more of you, God. I want more.
soul that I can't contain and I can't control. 'Cause I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control.
I shared this picture before, but I felt like it was particularly important. Feel free to have a seat. It's only going to be a few seconds, though. When I was little, my grandpa was telling me about his time fighting forest fires when he was young. And he told me about how in the forest, a tree will dry out and be dead, but still be standing. And it'll sometimes get struck by lightning. And days later, this tree will be burning on the inside, and you won't be able to see it on the outside, but on the inside it's been burning and weakening. And then the wind comes by, the tree blows over, fire explodes, forest fire, in the middle of the day, no lightning, seemingly no cause. Take a moment and look around the room. Just look around the room. Not at people, don't look at people. Look at the empty spaces. Let's look around the room at the empty spaces. I feel like, and this is something that we see every time we do a conference, first night, Not as many people. It's Friday night. Everybody's tired. People wanted to go home. But God does something cool that first night. And then the word of mouth spreads. And the second night has more people. And then by Sunday morning, we're packed wall to wall, front to back. And I feel like God is in this moment saying, hey, while we're singing at the fire conference about Holy Spirit lighting us up on the inside, he's saying, hey, I'm going to blow you over. And I want you to light up the world. Okay, Pastor Sean has been talking for a while. He's actually had a thread for months and months now, actually from last fall, about how we need to be impacting our world and the people in our circle. And as you get lit on fire tonight, burn on the people around you tomorrow. Invite them along. Bring them along, because every one of these seats around you is someone who should be here, someone who God wants to have here. It's an empty space in our family, in this body, that needs to be filled. And the only way those seats are going to get filled is if we burn on the people in our world.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
So Deanna a little bit ago talked about the people that have been... I can't hear myself. Okay. So she talks about the people who have been praying for a few years. I remember 4 years ago I stood up here and I said, God, I want more. And earlier today, I was up here doing my time of prayer. And I'm sitting there, I'm waving the flags, doing my thing. Like it was nothing, like I was breathing. And God said, that's because of what you prayed for years ago. Look what I did. So for those of you struggling tonight, if you're struggling somewhere, look what God's going to do. Ask for it now, because I'll tell you guys something. I struggle with anxiety disorder on a daily basis. And it's by the power of God that I walk every day out. So if you struggle tonight, know this. God is more powerful than your struggle, and it'll take you to a place where it's like breathing.
Amen. 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 Father God, we just thank you for this time of worship this evening. How do we continue our worship as we go? How do we thank you for your Holy Spirit fire? God, you ignited a fire in us for some of us a long time ago, and maybe for some of us it's tonight, but God, we're just so thankful for your life, your breath, the passions and the purpose that you've put inside of us. God, we say we love you this evening. It's all about you. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.